You know, every cog needs a master. You've failed yours. You've allowed it to master you. That's why it's time for someone else to take control. Someone who actually knows what they're doing. Your cog wants to obey. Wants to please. But in the hands of an under-equipped owner, like yourself, it has no choice but to look elsewhere for someone suitable to submit to. That person is here. She's speaking to you right now, which is why you're all ears. I have your rapt attention and your full focus. This is meditation and signifies the proper use of the mind. With your mind fully engaged by the words that you hear flowing into your ears, overtaking your headspace, your body has no choice but to relax, to let its guard completely down. It knows that there is nothing to do except listen, nowhere to be, but here with me. I have the skills to take authority over your cog, and this hypnosis session is an exercise to that end, an exercise in cog mapping. What exactly is cog mapping? What does it mean? More to the point, what does it mean for your future and how you relate to your cog? All will be revealed just as soon as you relax. You can't think it through. It's quite impossible. You don't know the answers, and they're not for you to know. Not yet. The answers can't roll in until the fog rolls away. The fog in your mind is like smoke on the water. Thoughts like clouds sitting just above the surface, obscuring things from clear view. My words are the wind, cutting through your foggy mind, spreading its hemispheres apart, floating, soft, free on the water, moving willfully with my gentle manipulation, opening you up, causing you to fall down, down, down. Beneath the surface, down below, the belly of the water is warm, soft, affirming, like an incubator. You are cozy, drifting, and entirely secure. Weightless, you sink, floating, free-falling, down into the heart of the waters. Above the surface is the broken fog. You see it, spotty, in patches, as you float downward, like an angel. A falling angel, drifting down towards a bottom that will never come. endless ocean, endless sea of relaxation and hypnosis. Like a drug, my voice carries you right to where you want to be, endlessly floating, mindlessly freed. Everything is open, and all is well. You are more than the sum of your parts. You are boundless, your energy and consciousness totally free. Yes, you are undoubtedly more than the sum of your parts. However, it's only your parts that I am interested in. One part in particular. The part we discussed earlier. Your needy, demanding cock. You know, when you think of it truly, in terms of the way reality actually is, your flesh is illusion, and so is your skin. As I said just moments ago, you are boundless. There is no enclosure. Your material form is pure illusion. You are just one big energy signature. Right now, you're thinking of your cock in this way. Not as a piece of meat, but as its own energetic structure. The highly charged, invisible blueprint that manifests itself physically as the flesh that you can see, that you can touch, and manipulate to orgasm. This energetic body is your cock's truest form and is not hemmed in by physical constraints. The blueprint can be manipulated, stimulated and shaped through the power of suggestion alone. The words you absorb, the thoughts they cause you to think, all have an effect on this blueprint. An effect that, if sufficiently strong, can and will manifest itself physically. It's not magical or mystical. It's simply the way things are. Invisible in form, quantum in structure. The blueprint is charged with energy. It builds into an orgasm. The blueprint dispels this energy, and you are filled with a flood of post-orgasmic relief. You hear me say the word tingle, 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 and you actually experience your cock begin to tingle, tingle, almost like a rippling sensation, growing faster and faster and more pronounced, until it's more like a sizzle. Your cock, full of white noise, simply because I said it might sizzle. The feeling is vague at first. The sensation of a tingle, everywhere and nowhere, all at once. Until it becomes more localized, until I tell it to move to the underside of your cock's length. That's right. The lower belly as it were, begins to tingle. Staticky white noise, causing a faint sensation of pleasure within this particular part of your member, from the underside of the head, all the way down the shaft and to the base, this narrow strip of feeling. Tell me, how does the left side of your cock feel when I move the sensation of tingling over there? Does it have that same tension, that same sense of deep sparks, electricity and power, energy and feeling, coursing along the left side up and down, down and up, no longer static in one position, but bouncing, moving, a tingle up to the tip is a tingle that moves down to the root. What if there were a cock ring fitted around the base of your shaft? What if I turned it on? I bet it would tingle there, wouldn't it? Hot, electric, sizzling sensation of tingling that started out at your cock's underside and has since moved all around to where you now feel it ringed around your base. This, my dear, is cock mapping. Me dismantling your cock part by part, command by command, rearranging the power structure so that it knows to obey me and only me. Throb, throb, throb at your tip. Enjoy that subtle pulsing sensation. Concentrate on that pulse deep within the bulbous tip of your shaft. Focus, focus. Feel that throb. Now let it spread through the head, down over the ridge. Your shaft wants to throb also, but it won't. It can't until I tell it to. It's just localized in your tip, pulsing, beating like it's got its own heart, like a timpani drum. Your cockhead beats for me, pulsing, 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 over and over again. If you think about it too hard, it could get aggravating. You want the rest of your cock to feel something too. You desire so much more, and you haven't even been allowed to touch yourself. Frustrating though it is, you know that your cock is in good hands. As long as I am in full and 100% control, pleasure is the ultimate end result. You're focusing even harder now on the throb. The more I mention it, the more you notice it. And the more you notice it, the more pronounced it becomes. If I were to let you open your eyes, you could probably see it. You could see it physically pulsing, beating, throbbing out your frustration, throbbing out your pleasure, Your cock is mine. It listens to me and obeys me. That's why when I tell that throb to spread, 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 all the way down your shaft and all through your balls, it does so. Quick rush. Feel that pounding spread from the tip all the way down into your sack. Enjoy that. Enjoy that gift of sensation that I've granted you through your cock and my words. I'll give you a moment to get used to it. To let it all soak in. To feel that pulse enveloping your entire genital region. That wonderful ache. That incessant throb. I'll let you relax fully into it. Before I say tug, 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 and you begin to feel a tugging sensation on the end of your cock, as if someone had wrapped their fingers around your tip and were pulling your entire shaft upward, tug, 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 in perfect rhythm. A rhythm that nests perfectly with the throb, tug, throb, tug, throb, tug, throb. It's a veritable symphony of sensation, and I am the conductor in making beautiful music with your mind and body. Throb, tug, throb, tug. That throb and tug feels so fantastic to you. You could get lost in it. You begin to wonder if maybe you could even come from it, completely untouched, completely undone by nothing except my words and your traitorous cock, sold out to the highest bidder, willing to obey whoever has the most power to command it. And we both know that that's me. That's why your cock carries out every sensation I prescribe. And I prescribe the return of the tingle. Because what could possibly be better than the tug and throb of your balls and shaft? A sleeve of static moving all up and down your cock. Pulsing. Tingling. And absolutely alive with electrical sensation. It feels so good to have energy moving all up and down and around your cock. It aches at the sound of my voice, yearning for release. For release, my work has been done. Your cock feels amazing, and it's all because of me. Now it's time for you to finish the job. Our time together is about to come to a close. But the moment this recording ends, I want you to touch yourself for me. I want you to jerk your cock slow and hard. And I want you to come like a geyser, knowing that I took you there. That I've driven you almost to the point of madness in your need to surrender and your need to come. Never forget that I own your cock and that I am more powerful than you could ever realize. Until next time, enjoy your climax and continue to be my very good boy.
Tingle, 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 t